You're listening to Movie Sucktastic.
Sounds like some bad movie.
Oh, yes. But it's not some bad movie.
It's a lot of good movies.
It's a lot of good movies.
Well, and we're here to rate them.
Perceived, anyway. We reviewed a bunch of... Yeah, we reviewed all 10, actually.
Of the best pictures, yeah.
Of the best pictures, yes. We do that every year. This year we were able to review all 10. Let me get us on the screen here. Oh, there's my buddy. What's up, buddy? There you go.
Hey.
And
as usual, we're doing our Oscar predictions to kind of predict ahead of time what's going to win, because I'm good at that.
Scott is so good at that. He just posted the Oscar video from 2012. Where we did shots. And Sebastian watched it.
Oh.
And he comes to me. He goes, "Dad, did Uncle Scott really have like 20 something shots?" I go, "Yes, he did." He goes, "I didn't think he was going to throw up like that." I was like, "Yeah, he didn't either." He goes, "How many shots did you have?" I was like, "I had like 17 or 18. I go, "I didn't have that many less." He's like, "Well, did you throw up?" I said, "No." And I said, "You know the garbage pail that's in the scene that he's throwing up in?" Yeah. I go, "I still have it. It's downstairs." He's like, "Wait a minute. That garbage?" I go, "That's the same one." He's like, "Did you have to clean it?" I go, "I took it outside and I hosed it out."
Fond memories. Yes, go to YouTube and watch that video.
I remember what we had for dinner that night, because, you know, I saw you throwing it up, and I'll never get that out of my brain. It'll never leave me. We made a dish called chicken something. Before, like, TikTok and, you know, Instagram and whatnot, you know, you would just go to the bowels of the internet, and they would just have weird recipes. Chicken something is basically like chicken, Campbell's cream of mushroom, and like any kind of rice that you like. I don't know if you remember eating that.
No, I don't.
But that's what we had that night. Yeah.
So we're not doing that this year. So we're just going to predict the Oscars as best we can.
We've never done that again.
No. With many good reasons.
I remember, you know, since we're talking about it, I remember you not yelling at me, but I was just like really worried, but I was kind of like uncomfortably laughing, where I'm like, "Oh my God, please don't die. Please don't die." And
yeah,
I gotta fix my fucking audio here. So I'm just like, "Oh man, are you okay? Is everything okay?" And I guess you, out of the corner of your eye, like, you saw me, I guess, chuckle. I guess that's what it was. And you're like, "Real funny, motherfucker." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Enough with the giggling, Joey. Oh, my God. I stayed up all night, and I watched you breathe.
Because
that's what friends do.
Thank you. Yep. Well, what they do now is that friends don't do that anymore. So,
yes,
we're just gonna go through the Oscars here. So we're gonna start from the technicals and go work our way up, right?
Yeah, we're gonna hop around a little bit. Honors? But yes, we're gonna hop around a little bit. But We're gonna start with technicals. So I think I'm just gonna do the bottom row.
Okay.
We just go right. I mean, I think we could do the bottom row until we get to the stuff that we actually want. The whole top two rows is what we want as far as mm-hmm. saving that for the end. So yep. for best production design, your nominees are Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, and Sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with Frankenstein.
Really? See, I've got a theory that Marty Supreme is not going to get any big awards. But so I figured it's going to win some of the smaller ones. And it is in the 50s. It's kind of a period piece. So I went with Marty Supreme for its production okay. design. Yeah, all so right. that's all.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I had to really sit long and hard and think about it. And I was like, you know, Frankenstein, they're in fucking mansions. They're in big fucking castles. There's like incredible artwork. I mean, like these production designs are like very, very thought out. And I was like, you know, I kind of have a feeling that Frankenstein is going to take this one. That's just what I was feeling when I picked it. But we'll see. I mean, Hamnet could do it too. Even though Hamnet is more on the it's more on the plain side as far as like the production goes. Not sure about that.
Yeah.
Moving on. The bottom row, since we're doing the bottom row. Best animated short. And I haven't seen any of these. But I did read an article about some of the animated shorts, you know, documentary, short, all that stuff, live action short. And the one thing that I read about Butterfly was that they mentioned the word Holocaust. And I was like, well, that's usually a shoo-in. So that's why I went with Butterfly. I know nothing. I mean, I'm totally guessing here. But
what are the other ones that are up?
You have Forever Green, The Girl Who Cried Pearls, Retirement Plan, and The Three Sisters. Now, I originally was going to pick Retirement Plan when I was just looking at the list because I'm like, everyone can relate to that. I also heard that it's very, very funny, but apparently that doesn't go a long way when there are more serious things involved, even in a category like this. So I originally was going to pick The Retirement Plan, and then I read that article. I'm like, no, I know nothing, but, you know, common sense here. So I picked Butterfly.
I went with The Girl Who Cried Pearls because that's the only one I've seen.
That's the only one you've seen? Okay. All right. Moving on.
So I just picked it. I was like, all right. I liked it. It was good. That's it.
Live action short. Nominees are Butcher Stain, A Friend of Dorothy, Jane Austen's period drama, The Singers, and Two People Exchanging Saliva. And I went the pervy way, and I picked Two People Exchanging Saliva.
Of course you did.
What'd you pick?
Now, I've seen two of these. I saw A Friend of Dorothy and The Singers, and between the two of them, I thought The Singers was a more competent production, so I picked that. I liked them both, though.
Okay. Very, very cool. Moving on to the next category.
You know what A Friend of Dorothy is?
Wait, do I know what A Friend of Dorothy is?
You know what that refers to.
Is that a Wizard of Oz reference?
It's a gay reference.
Oh, no, I don't know it.
It's a gay reference. That's what a Friend of Dorothy's would be, a homosexual. It's not a negative thing.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
I promise to get more cultured. best sound. Your nominees are F1, Frankenstein, One Battle After Another, Sinners, and what's the last one?
Surratt.
Nah, yeah, I can't give anything to Surratt. It's just fucking club music, you know, rave music. I mean, come on, give me a fucking break. I understand why it's nominated because it probably sounds good in a good surround system. I went with F1. I mean, the movie is just oozing sound the entire 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, if I were to pick a close second, or if I were to pick just something else, it would be One Battle because the sound in that was actually very good too. But
I agree.
I'm going
I agree.
F1.
I think F1, and I think it's the only thing F1 gets.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Best visual effects, Avatar Fire and Ash, F1, Jurassic World Rebirth, The Lost Bus, and Sinners. Why is F1 nominated? Seriously.
There's visual effects. There's visual effects. It's, you know, I'm sure they used
enough to
computer graphics.
Enough to get an Oscar there?
I don't know.
Now, I know the surefire winner is going to be Avatar, so I pick that.
I refuse to pick Avatar, so I
even
chose
even though you
Jurassic
know you're going to lose the category.
Jurassic World is a very popular film too. I pick that.
Yes, it is. But when a movie costs $500 million, they tend to hand out awards for that.
Don't care. Morally, I can't vote for it. It's like when the year Titanic was up, and I refused to vote for Titanic for anything. Yeah, I didn't do good that.
No, you did. That was the worst year probably you ever did.
That was good, and that was the only time I've ever been to an actual Oscar party. There was like, you know, two dozen people.
Oh wow!
Everybody's filling out ballots. Yeah, I'm totally embarrassed myself. Worst performance I've ever had.
All right, we're moving on here. We're going the next row up. Starting off with best film editing. So best film editing here, you have F1, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. Now, I wrestled with myself with this one. I really kind of wanted to pick F1, but the reason I didn't, I picked One Battle After Another. And the reason I did is because... yes, the editing in F1 is super tight. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not driving a car around a track for 2.5 hours where you're editing things like that. It's a normal movie outside of what they do on the racetrack. Whereas in One Battle After Another, that movie is constantly fucking moving. The entire 2 hour and 40-something minute runtime, mm-hmm. that is very rare that movie is flowing just, you know, kind of slowly one scene to another. That movie is flowing quickly one scene to another, to another, to another, to another. The editing in that, I think, is phenomenal. So that's why I picked it.
I concur. I picked the same.
All right.
I have little to add to that.
So I'm going to say best international feature when we do the other big ones. I kind of consider that one a big one.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, we'll go back to that. Best makeup and hairstyling. Mm-hmm. We have Frankenstein. We have Kohuo.
Oh. I was waiting for you to mangle that.
Is that Kokuo? Kokuo.
Kokuo. Yeah.
Kokuo. Okay. Sinners. The Smashing Machine, and The Ugly Stepsister. Now, I've only seen Frankenstein and Sinners, but honestly, I don't think I need to see anything else. I picked Frankenstein. I just don't see anything else. Sinners, maybe, but I think it goes to Frankenstein.
Same, and I agree, and I think it's especially important that Smashing Machine does not win.
Why?
Because I'm against Smashing Machine. I'm against the movie.
Is there any particular reason why?
No. Just no reason. Just don't care for it.
Okay. It's weird, but okay. Moving on.
You know, it's The Rock. It has to do with The Rock and him, you know, trying to take it over to DC Universe, and then, you know, it's just this movie, the shitty movies he keeps cranking out. He's falling in my esteem.
Well, maybe he's finally going to start doing more dramatic stuff like this.
No, I don't want him to do more dramatic stuff. I want him to go away.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's been told he can do dramatic stuff now. So.
Oh, yeah, great.
So, there you go. Best original score. You have Begonia, Frankenstein, Hamnet, One Battle After Another, and Sinners. Obviously, we've seen all of these. They're all nominated for Best Picture. I think the score in Begonia is... seriously, the only competition for One Battle After Another. But if One Battle After Another does not win Best Score, I'm coming for you, voters.
Now, you know me. You know me. I don't. This music isn't usually my strongest part of a film. Right. Sometimes I don't even remember it. But One Battle After Another was very impressive, and that's what I chose as well.
Yeah, it's the right choice.
It takes a lot for a musical score to stand out to me because I'm a heathen when it comes to music. You know, I'm a Philistine, whatever you want to call it.
Sure. All right, moving on. Best Original Song. Dear Me from Diane Warren, Relentless. Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters. I Lied to You from Sinners, Sweet Dreams of Joy from Viva Verde, and Train Dreams from Train Dreams. How come that doesn't say Nick Cave?
I don't know.
That doesn't really... Is Nick Cave, he's like Alan Moore, it's like, fuck you, I don't want my name on this. Like, seriously, like, I love the movie, I'll do it for them, but they nominated me for an Oscar, go fuck yourself.
I wouldn't doubt it either,
but I didn't pick Nick Cave, even though I would love for him to go up on stage and say stuff. I picked K-Pop Demon Hunters because the fucking thing is just so goddamn popular. I mean, I think they're going to vote that way. I really do. What'd you pick?
I went with I Lied to You from Sinners.
I don't think that's a good one too.
I don't think Sinners is going to sweep like everybody wanted it to or wants it to. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to get some awards, and I think this is one it can easily snag.
Maybe, yeah. I went with the popular vote on that one.
No, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking there. This is a new category, Best Casting. That's the new one. Hamnet, Nina Gold, Marty Supreme, Jennifer Venditti, One Battle After Another. What's that?
You're going to read their names. It doesn't even matter. They're just casting people.
Oh, that's not nice.
All right, I'm sorry. I mean,
it's one of the only categories with names outside of, you know, the actor, actresses, director.
I'm just not a fan of the category. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
I mean, you're right. I'm not going to read the names for cinematography and design, costume design. You're right. But I'll finish this one because I started.
Yes.
One Battle After Another, Cassandra Kulukakundis.
I think you nailed it. No, Kulukundis. You got an extra Kul in there.
Kulukakundis. Kulukundis.
You're adding an extra K, which isn't good.
Yeah, Kulukundis. Okay.
Yeah.
The secret agent. Gabriel Dominguez and Sinners, Francine Maisler or Meisler. I went with Sinners on this one for casting.
I went with Hamnet.
I mean, listen, I got no real reason. Honestly, this category, flip a coin. You know?
Yeah.
Throw it in a blender.
I don't.
So I went with Sinners on that one. Best Cinematography, you have Frankenstein, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Train Dreams. Now, Train Dreams is gorgeous.
Oh, beautiful.
And I see it as a dark horse, you know, to win. Mm-hmm. But I think, again, they're going to go the popular vote and go with One Battle After Another. Because cinematography in that is also beautiful. You know, with the landscapes and... You know, long shots and it just mountainscapes and whatnot. So,
what? Once again, I chose One Battle After Another as well. Everything you said is what I think.
Yeah, there you go. All right, moving on. We have Best Costume Design. We have Avatar. Why is Avatar Fire and Ash in Best Costume Design? Like, what the? Seriously, none of it's real. I want to say it was nominated like 3 years ago as well for Best Costume Design, and I was just as angry then and as confused.
Oh, I'm just glad
it's a wasted nominee.
I agree.
It's a waste. Fucking people. Avatar, Fire and Ash, Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, and Sinners. I went with Frankenstein.
I went period costume. I went, well, it's actually, it's a 50-50, a period costume. I went with Hamnet.
Yeah. I mean, that's my belief too. It's either going to Frankenstein or Hamnet. I don't think it's going to anybody else. So it's like, yeah, literally flip a coin on that as well. So, I went Frankenstein. That's how I went.
I went Hamnet, cause I figure Frankenstein's hands down for best makeup. So
yeah,
that's all.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do documentary short first. So it's best documentary short. And I didn't see, did you watch any of these?
I watched all of them except the last one.
Oh, okay. So All the Empty Rooms, Armed Only mm-hmm. with a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renaud, Children No More, Were and Are Gone, The Devil is Busy, and Perfectly a Strangeness. Now,
yes, this is the dead children's category. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of these. I just picked something at random. I picked All the Empty Rooms because it just sounds bleak.
All right. All the Empty Rooms is about these photographers who are doing a project where they take pictures of all the bedrooms of kids that were killed in school shootings.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's winning.
Then Children No More is about people in Israel protesting the death of Palestinian children.
Okay.
And then The Devil is Busy is about an abortion clinic. A day in the life of an abortion clinic.
Okay.
And then Armed Only with a Camera is about a war photographer who died in he was the first in the Ukraine, I think, to die.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So just death and gloom all through this category. I went with All the Empty Rooms because it was the most depressing.
Yeah, I mean, the title to me just screamed bleak and dismal, so that's why I went with it. Cause I didn't know anything about any of them.
On all your expectations are correct, but also it's worse. Far worse.
Fuck. Okay. Moving on then. Best documentary feature. We have The Alabama Solution, Come See Me in the Good Light, Cutting Through Rocks, Mr. Nobody Against Putin, and The Perfect Neighbor. Now, I actually did watch one of these.
Did you say Putin on purpose?
Oh, it's Putin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Putin.
I just didn't know if he did it on purpose. It threw him
I didn't. Off, so. You know what? It just, no, it's Putin.
Is that a snub against Putin?
Yeah, don't tase me, bro. sometimes I see words a little differently.
No.
It's okay. You're right. As soon as you said it, I was like, oh yeah, that's not how it's pronounced. It's Putin. You know, like.
So what'd you say about watching these?
I only watched one of these documentaries, and it's the one that's on Netflix right now. That's like super popular. Everyone's watching it, and that's The Perfect Neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that one. I picked that one.
I saw that, and I also watched Mr. Nobody Against Putin. I had the opportunity to watch some of the other ones, but I honestly just was not in the mood for another, you know, films about a prison and death. I was like, yeah, I just I'm with you. I picked The Perfect Neighbor. I don't think it's going to win, but I selected it anyway because I think there's a lot of pushback on it because it's all like it's almost like a found footage documentary because it's all body cam footage and interview stuff. So I think that there's going to be a negative connotation against it because of that, but I still chose it because I thought it was a lot better than Mr. I mean, I liked both of them, but I thought it was better.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll see what happens with that one. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on. Let's go to Best Animated Feature. We're going to do Best Animated Feature.
Well, I tell you what, before you do that, you want to do international film first so we don't forget it?
Oh, I was just going to. Yeah. Okay. We could do that. Yeah, we can do that. Best international film. We have The Secret Agent from Brazil. We have It Was Just an Accident from France. We have Sentimental Value from Norway. Surat from Spain. And The Voice of Hind Rajab, Tunisia. Mm-hmm. I went with Sentimental Value.
Me too.
I think the other ones, you know, they get their notice. I mean, it's either going to be that or The Secret Agent. I think those are the two front runners.
Yeah, I thought The Secret Agent was the better film, but there's been so much hype around Sentimental Value. I feel like it's just going to win despite my lack of desire for it to do so.
I think you're right. And it's the reason why I picked it myself. So, all right, we have best animated feature. We have, actually haven't seen any of these either. Arco. I mean, listen, I'm not 8 years old anymore. And my kids are teenagers, so they're not really into this stuff anymore.
I haven't seen any of them either. We are two middle-aged men. This is one category we skipped.
This is true. So we have Arco, Elio, K-pop Demon Hunters, Little Amelie or The Character of Rain, and Zootopia 2.
Really?
Now, I know. So I was going back and forth between Zootopia 2 and K-pop Demon Hunters, and I ultimately went with K-pop Demon Hunters again because of how huge K-pop Demon Hunters is. So,
me too.
I mean, as far as money-wise, K-pop Demon Hunters and Zootopia 2 both made over $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost close to $2 billion, like $1.5, $1.6 billion. It was ridiculous how much money both of those movies made.
Yeah, and they've already corrupted the category, so there's no point in actually trying to vote based on quality or anything. You just have to go with the popularity because they just destroyed that category.
All right, now we are in the majors. Okay,
here we go.
So I think we should start off with. You want to do the screenplays?
Sure.
All right, let's do the screenplays. Yeah. We're going to start off with Best Adapted Screenplay. Best Adapted Screenplay. Begonia, Frankenstein, Hamnet, One Battle After Another, and Train Dreams. I went with One Battle After Another.
Same here.
Yeah. I mean, I look at all the other ones, and, you know, Begonia being adapted, where what they were able to do with that, I thought was really good. Frankenstein as well. It's a different take on Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. I thought that was good. Mm-hmm. Hamnet. I enjoyed that, and Train Dreams. But I think One Battle. I think that is going to be your winner on that. I really
do. And this is a category where it really falls in. It, like the adapted part is really carrying a lot of weight here. It's because they're all well crafted screenplays. If it was just best screenplay, it would be even harder to choose. But adapted, I really think One Battle comes down because just from, you know, considering the source material and how it was translated and what was translated for each of these, I think One Battle After the Other is the most impressive.
I think you're right. 100%. So, yeah. So, One Battle, we both agree on that. I don't think it's going to be any surprise if it does win. So, all right, let's go to the next category. We're going to Best Original Screenplay. And we have Blue Moon, It Was Just an Accident, Marty Supreme, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. I went with Sinners. I think, like you said earlier, it's not going to win a lot. So I think Ryan Coogler, they're going to give it to him. You know, I think they're going to give it to him. I mean, it's between that or Marty Supreme, in my opinion, if I had to pick. And I went Sinners.
I went Sinners as well with most of the same reasoning. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I did everything else in the category, I haven't seen Blue Moon yet.
But I mean, just Sinners accomplishes so much with such a broad cast of characters. It's really impressive.
Right.
I really thought it was the front runner, just even over Marty Supreme. Marty Supreme, I wasn't as impressed with.
Right. You know, and I do think there is a time and a place that the Safdie brothers, either Josh or Benny, together or separately, are going to win Oscars. I do, whether it be for writing or directing or both.
But not now.
I just don't think it's going to be now. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, moving on. We are going to do best actress and best supporting actress.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with best supporting actress first. And we have Elle Fanning for Sentimental Value. We have, oh man.
Here we go.
We have Inga Ibsdotter Lilius for Sentimental Value.
Not bad.
We have, Don't thank me yet. Amy Madigan for Weapons. Wunmi Masaku for Sinners and Tiana Taylor for One Battle After Another. And I went with Amy Madigan for Weapons. I think she's going to be a dark horse here. I hear her name come up quite a bit. I think, honestly, I think having two actresses from the same movie is not a good idea. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking. I think it's between Amy Madigan and Tiana Taylor, and I liked Amy Madigan's performance more.
This is one where I'm taking the Hollywood angle, where I'm just thinking what like the, you know, the industry is talking about, what they're impressed with, and I'm predicting that it's going to go to Inga. I think sentimental value.
You think so?
Again, I'm not good at this, but that's what I think.
Yeah. I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, we'll see what happens. You know,
I mean, it's supporting. It's not actress. It's supporting.
Yeah, and I think Amy Madigan she's been in Hollywood for so long, and she has made so many different movies and not all good. And she's a veteran. You know, she may never ever get nominated again. So, and I think her performance is good enough to win. So that's why I went with it.
All right.
Best actress. We have Jessie Buckley for Hamnet. Rose Byrne for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Kate Hudson for Song Sung Blue. Renate Rensvi. Sentimental Value. Emma Stone for Begonia. It's Jessie Buckley. Every year, there's always at least one category that's just like a gimme, like you're guaranteed. This is that category.
I felt her performance was so over the top. I went with Sentimental Value again.
Oh well, that's two for sure. You're definitely going to be wrong on.
I know.
Yeah, no, it's Jessie Buckley. There, every year is a gimme. Every single year there's a gimme, and this is that category.
If you want,
I'll allow you to change your answer now.
No, I'm not changing my answer.
You're not changing your answer? All right.
Nope. No, I don't care if I'm wrong.
All right, just let it be known. I gave Scott a shot, and he didn't take it.
I made the stronger stuff.
Okay. All right, we're moving on to the best actor, best supporting actor category. Best Supporting Actor, Benicio Del Toro, One Battle After Another. Jacob Elordi, Frankenstein, One Battle After Another. Michael Bowman, Sinners. Autumn Dorald, I'm going to start over.
Holy shit.
When you cut this up, you can leave that in and make fun of me. Benicio Del Toro, One Battle After Another. My eyes, like, just totally wavered. Jacob Elordi, Frankenstein, Delroy Lindo, Sinners, Sean Penn, One Battle After Another, Stellan Skarsgård's Sentimental Value. I went with Delroy Lindo. I've been calling for him from the beginning. I look at everybody else and I just see Delroy Lindo winning this one.
I went with Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. He's very good. Everyone in that category is very good. I don't know. I kind of get the feeling that Delroy Lindo, again, like Amy Madigan, never going to get nominated again. I don't think it's going to happen. So I think they have an opportunity to give these veteran actors their due. And I'm not saying that their performance isn't, you know, better. Or not as good. I do think it's worthy of winning. That's why I ultimately picked it. But, you know, so that's Delroy Lindo. That's why I went with it.
Okay.
All right. Best actor. We have Timothy Chalamet for Marty Supreme. Leonardo DiCaprio, One Battle After Another. Ethan Hawke, Blue Moon. Michael B. Jordan, Sinners. Wagner Moura for The Secret Agent. Now, before I tell you what I picked.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've noticed is that Timothy Chalamet, what I've read, is that his entire campaign, you know, his like promotion trail is he's like not Marty Supreme, but he's kind of acting like that character and people are getting annoyed by it. They're like, they don't understand why he's acting this way. He won like the first two award shows, which was like the Golden Globes and I forget the other one. And then he hasn't won since. But who has won has been Michael B. Jordan, right? And Leonardo DiCaprio. And the consensus now is Michael B. Jordan is going to win this Best Actor. Now, I mentioned when we reviewed Sinners that I don't even feel like he should be nominated. I don't give a shit that he's playing two characters. They're the same guy. You know, it's like they're the same person for real. It's not like there's like a real stretch between characters and their arcs. So he may win it and I may be wrong, but I picked Ethan Hawke because, again, the dude is due. And, you know, in the beginning, all they kept saying was that Ethan Hawke, he's going to win this. He's going to run away with it. He's the guy. And then somewhere along the line, that kind of just disappeared. And for no reason, you know, not like what Timothy Chalamet is doing, or he's acting like an idiot. I just think he might be a dark horse. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with that. I'm probably wrong. I know that going in. But I feel like it might be like that Adrian Brody surprise, you know, winning Best Actor for The Piano, where nobody saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ethan Hawke probably wins this, but that's just how I'm going with it. What'd you pick?
I went with Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, I thought he was dead to you.
He is. Don't ask me why I chose him. For some reason I just thought like he's the most likely to win. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they keep saying that. Even though he hasn't won since, like the Golden Globes and that other, was it SAG? Might have been SAG. No, it wasn't SAG. I forget the other awards. But
BAFTA?
No, he lost that too. Okay. I forget what the other one was. It was a lesser known one, but he didn't win there either. But they keep saying that he's the front runner, and then they keep saying that Michael B. Jordan, like they're the two front runners. And I have a feeling that they're going to cancel each other out and Ethan Hawke is going to come in and he's going to take it. That's my thought process with it. So,
okay.
All right, moving on. We got two left.
Oh, here we are, the big guys.
Best Director, Hamnet, Chloe Zhao, Marty Supreme, Josh Safdie, One Battle After Another, Paul Thomas Anderson, Sentimental Value, Joachim Trier.
Joaquin.
Is that just another way to pronounce? I mean, like Joaquin Phoenix, it's spelled totally different. Okay, Joachim Trier, or Trier. It's probably Trier. And Ryan Coogler for Sinners. It's Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle. I mean, is there really any other? I mean, we're going to get to the Best Picture category, and we're going to talk about that. But, I mean, it's Paul Thomas Anderson's night. In my opinion, I think One Battle is going to walk away. It's nominated for 12 or 13. I think it walks away with anywhere between, you know, 6 and 8 Oscars. I really think that One Battle is going to do well Sunday night. So that's my feeling. I think Paul Thomas Anderson is long overdue. He probably should have won already for movies like Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood. You know, Punch Drunk Love, maybe not Best Picture, but definitely some other things going on there. No, he's due, and I think he's going to win Best Director. Is that who you picked?
Yeah. I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah. I mean, the film is not only a great film, but it resonates now with the current time. It is very topical as well as being like a great film. It's just there's so many reasons why that it's going to be it's going to win.
And here's the thing: 20 years from now, when people watch this, it's still going to resonate.
Because it's still going to be fucking shitty.
It's going to resonate still. So, all right, finally, you know, drum roll, whatever you want to do. Best Picture, 10 nominees here. We have Begonia. We have F1, Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and Train Dreams.
Train Dreams.
And before I give you my answer, before you give yours as well, I honestly, I don't think that there is a single film here other than maybe Sinners that even has a shot at Best Picture. Other than the one that I picked, which is One Battle After Another. I think like Best Director, it is going to absolutely just run away with the votes. I don't think that there is, yes, Sinners broke the record and got 14 nominations. I think it was 14 or 15. 16. Jesus Christ. 16 nominations. Honestly, I love that Sinners is nominated, but I don't think it should be. I don't think it's... I liked it a lot. I don't know if it's good enough to be nominated for Best Picture. I really don't. I love the fact that it is because it opens the door for other movies like it. Like previously, a couple of years ago when, the Substance got nominated. Like a movie like The Substance would never have been nominated. Never. And it was. And that was awesome. So yep. I'm going One Battle After Another. I really don't think other than maybe Sinners, I don't think there's a real shot for anybody else in this category.
I think there's a couple other possibilities, but I agree with you. I chose One Battle After Another as well.
I mean, who are you thinking other than Sinners? Are you thinking its only competition for me? I think One Battle's only competition would be Sinners.
Or Hamnet.
I don't know about Hamnet. Maybe because Chloe Zhao has already won Best Picture and Director. Maybe could throw it in there.
Remember Shakespeare in Love.
But I have a feeling that the reason why it doesn't have a shot is because she's already won Best Picture and Director. So, and I think whether you agree with me or not, whether anyone else agrees with me or not, I do believe that voters have memories and they vote a certain way. It's like, you know, she already won. This movie deserves it more. You know, that's why I think Delroy Lindo, Amy Madigan, Ethan Hawke. It's like, I think when you get in the mind of a voter, it's like, you know what? You never hear one bad thing about Ethan Hawke and he's overdue. Boom. Give it to him. Amy Madigan. She's been making movies forever. Go ahead. It's yours. Delroy Lindo, you've made a lot of bad movies, my man. But this isn't one of them, and you were really good. So you're probably never going to get nominated again, so here you go. Here's your Oscar. I think the same thing goes for other categories.
And this is why I don't like the Oscars anymore.
Yeah, we do it every year, but there was something special about it a long time ago, and I guess maybe because we're adults now. It's lost its luster. It really has.
I don't know.
I mean, there's just
still doing it.
Celebrities giving each other awards. It's like big deal.
Rich people patting themselves on the back.
Pretty much. Not pretty much. No, that's exactly it. Right. That's exactly it. All right. So those are your Oscar predictions from Scott and I. We will keep track of this next week. We're going to spin the wheel soon. But just to give everyone a heads up of what we're going to do, we're going to spin the wheel. We're going to review that movie next week. But before we get to it, we're going to take 10 or 15 minutes. And we don't have to go through every category again. We're not going to do that. We'll cherry pick. We'll cherry pick and we'll see who won, Scott or Joey.
Yep.
I think this year is going to be. Scott beat me once, like a couple years ago. Only time ever.
Last year, I beat you by one.
Did you beat me last year? What, that was the year? Okay.
I think that was the year. It was by one.
It was by one.
Yeah, it was a small margin.
Yeah, I usually don't lose.
No.
Although this year,
I'm not good at this.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of categories that there's really no front runners. It's just, I don't know.
Mm.
Tossed in the air, flip a coin. I think that's how some of these are going to go. I do. So anyway.
So for the first time, is it for the first time? No, it's not for the first time this year. But in the first time in a couple months, we're going to be spinning the wheel.
We're going to be spinning the wheel, baby. We're going to be spinning the wheel. What was the last movie we reviewed?
Oh.
Hold on.
Well, we reviewed, meaning before the 10 Oscar films reviewed.
Yeah, yeah. That was the last time we spun the wheel. And that movie was... It was Society.
Yeah.
It was Society. Yeah. So this is going to be a good
one. I recently went through. I cleaned it up. I took out some stuff and I added some stuff. We're about 275, 280, I think. So we're looking good.
Yes, we are. All right. Here we go. Are you ready to spin the wheel, sir?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. All right, no everybody. Whammy. No whammies. No whammy. Here we go. Oh, I'm digging the music. What do we got here? Flatliners. Now, you didn't say the original or the remake.
Both.
I'm not reviewing both.
Well, we could both review the old Flatliners like right now because we've seen it so many times.
That
way
is
back
true.
Then.
That is true.
So let's do the new one.
Okay. So
unless you want to veto it.
No. I know. And you know what? I didn't mention our rules here. I always do that before we spin, but we haven't spun in so long. I got too excited. So each of us get a veto, and we made a new rule that if we use both vetoes. We have to pick one of the other films that we vetoed. We have to pick something. So right. I get a veto. Scott gets a veto. If we use both, we go one more time, and then we got to pick something.
All right.
So do you want to veto this?
You know what? Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm not in the mood to watch Flatliners sequel.
So Scott's going to use a veto. I'm going to close that. I'm not going to remove it. I don't think it'll come up again, but we'll see. All right, so now Scott doesn't have any more vetoes, but I have one. So we'll see what we do here. This music is not as good as the one previously. It's corn music. Oh my God. All right. Gamer. That's the one with Michael C. Hall, Dexter, and Gerard Butler, I think.
Yes, that is the one.
I've never seen this movie.
Me neither.
Gamer. All right. I'll go for it. I think it might be interesting.
Okay.
I mean, I've never seen it. I mean, does he play a game with him? Or is he in a video game? Is it virtual reality? What do we know? I don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Fuck.
I saw the trailer years ago and was like, yeah, whatever.
And I want to say when that came out, it was Michael C. Hall was literally doing just Dexter at the time. And he did this movie and everyone was like, oh, it's a guy from Dexter. Well, that's kind of a weird role for him. And then Gerard Butler was like, he was making 300, he was making rom-coms. Like he was getting very, very popular. And then he did this movie. So I don't know. It's good. All right. I'm not going to veto it. We're going to do this one. Gamer.
All right. Gamer.
Oh, man. Gamer.
We're down.
Sweet Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. Gamer. All
right. Hey, it could be worse. It's Gerard Butler, right? It could be worse. Could be Greenland 2.
I haven't seen either. I haven't seen any of those. You know which ones I haven't seen? I haven't seen like London Is Falling, you know, like that franchise. I haven't seen those either.
I saw the first one and I was like, no, it's just no.
They made three of those, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's three. Yeah. There's I can't even.
The only one I remember down, is London down. Is Falling. And I don't even think that's the first one. I think that's like the second one. Yeah.
That's the second one. And then the third one is like He's Falling or something. I don't know.
They're all falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting, episode next week. We're going to talk about the results, cherry pick some categories, then we'll review Gamer, and then we'll spin the wheel again.
Definitely.
Sound good?
Yeah, I'm stoked. Let's go. Let's do it.
Sebastian said he was going to come down here and ask you about the drinking game at the end of the episode.
I deny everything.
Sure. I saw that there was some monetization issues with that because of Ishtar and something else.
Not because of Ishtar. Sinister and something else. So we can't monetize it. So it's there for your viewing pleasure, not ours.
So it's there. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to end this bad boy. And we'll see if my son comes running down, talks to you about getting drunk. Uh-oh. Oh, I hear him. all right, everybody. Thank you, as always, for joining us for another episode of Movie Sucktastic. This is episode 472, where we just did our Oscar predictions. We spun the wheel. We're reviewing Gamer next week. Please go to our website, and you can download all of our shows. You can listen to all of our shows. And you can click on the YouTube link and watch all of our shows. You can go to iTunes, and you can listen to the show there as well. You can go to facebook.com/moviesucktastic and you see everything that's been posted there. You can also go to letterboxd.com/moviesucktastic. You can see what Scott's doing over there. You can leave us email at themovieguys@moviesucktastic.com. If you want to leave us voicemail, it's 908-514-4470. If you want to download our podcast player, it's moviesucktastic.com/mst.apk. Or you can just download your favorite podcast player and you can just do a search for Movie Sucktastic, and every single episode, I mean every single episode, is there for you to listen to. You can hear us on other platforms, such as SiriusXM, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, we're on Spotify now, and literally everything else that'll do a podcast stream, we are on it. Just do a search for Movie Sucktastic. However you listen, however you consume this, wherever podcasts are heard, we are there. Do you have any words of wisdom, Mr. Wilson?
Yes. Do not participate in drinking games.
Yeah. What was that? What were we drinking? We were drinking vanilla whipped vodka.
Yeah. Yeah. That was your choice, sir.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was. You picked it up. That
no,
was not
I think
choice.
You brought it.
No, 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 no. You that
did
was your
I?
Choice because I. Because I was against it. I was upset with the flavor because I knew that was going to
Was that in the video? Things. Like the original video, like way back when. Was that like
yeah,
that I was like, sure hey, I brought vanilla whipped vodka.
Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah?
All right. And I brought my Boone's Farm wine as a chaser, the coconut Boone's Farm.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. No wonder why you threw up. If you just stuck to the vodka, you probably would have been fine. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week when we review Gamer and we brief you on the Oscar results. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.